once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Insight on this gorgeous Wednesday evening. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Very good. Very good. And we welcome into studio a couple of representatives from the middle school, at least last year. And that is current high school principal, Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner.
Hi, Jack. How are you doing this evening?
Very good. And elementary and middle school guidance counselor, Miss Mandy Gerlach.
Hello, Jack. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And we're going to talk about the Fort Recovery Middle School. And I think it was in September when it was first announced, wasn't it?
Officially announced in September that we were earning the award, correct? Yeah.
And that is that we were one of, I think, 353 schools in the country.
Correct.
40 of which were private schools.
Correct.
To receive the National Blue Ribbon School Award from the U.S. Department of Education. That is pretty cool.
That is an unbelievable achievement by our students, staff, community that we're just, you know, honored to be a part of.
So let's talk about how we, you know, so what is the process that enabled this to happen?
Well, it comes first from the State Department of Education. So in January, we were informed by the Ohio Department of Education that we were nominated for the award. And the state of Ohio, Ohio Department of Education, is allowed to nominate up to 14 schools a year for this award. And there are certain criteria that each school has to even be eligible to be nominated. So we were informed on January 25th that the ODE, which is now the DOE, the Department of Education and Workforce, but that the Ohio Department of Education was nominating us as one of the 14 schools to the U.S. Department of Education for consideration for the award.
So, do you have any idea what the criteria was that the state would look at Fort Recovery out of these? And So did you know that it was only the middle school that was being nominated?
Correct. So they nominate based on IRN number of school, you know. So there are three separate schools in our district. For reference, there are 613 districts in the state of Ohio. But in those 613 districts, there's over 3,100 individual schools. Okay. And so they're allowed to nominate 14 of those 3,100 schools to earn this award. So, yes, it was a nomination specifically for Fort Recovery Middle School.
So what were those criteria that they said, Fort Recovery's got to qualify?
Well, I don't know what criteria they used to narrow it down to, you know, the specific 14 schools, but to be eligible, you first, it's based on state testing scores to be eligible. So as a whole school performance, your school has to be top 15% in the state in reading and ELA and math performance on
what
each
is
of
ELA?
Those tests. So English language arts.
Okay.
So the reading and English language arts test.
You're yep. speaking teacher language.
I know, sorry. There are so many acronyms and teaching that. Yeah. Yes. Yep. So that's the first part. And then it also looks at the subgroups in your building. And so you're looking at, you know, economically disadvantaged or English language learners or any of the other particular subgroups. And each subgroup has to be within the top 40% in the state as well. So those two things is what it takes to be eligible. So that certainly narrows that pot down of them 3,100 some schools. Past that, I don't know what other criteria then they use to say, hey, Fort Recovery Middle School, you know, this is who we're choosing for 2023.
So when you say 14 nominations, that's 14 middle school nominations.
That's 14 total nominations in the state of Ohio. So the U.S. Department of Education included a couple other extra schools in that, but that's 14 total schools. So I don't know.
So it could be elementary, middle school, high school.
Yes, correct.
So there's 14 of some combination of.
Yes, that's okay. Correct. Yep. So it ended up, now just because you're nominated doesn't mean you earn the award. There was an application process, which we'll talk about later. But, you know, of those 14 schools, I think 13 of them ended up earning the award. But then there are extra schools that earned the award also, I think, based on the U.S. Department of Education handing out the awards. So 19 total schools in the state of Ohio earned the award, four of which were middle schools. So we were one of four middle schools in Ohio to earn the award.
And I think that Ohio was like the fifth largest state as far as the number of schools recognized.
I didn't look that up, but I would say you're close. I know we're behind Texas. I think we sat there and listened to about 50 Texas schools.
Well, they're a little larger. They have a few more school districts than we do.
Yes, but it was, you know, I think 49 states were recognized there, weren't they?
Yeah, I believe it was 48.
I think it was 48. So, like, there were, you know, schools, people sitting at this award ceremony from Alaska, you know? Yeah. So it was neat to see that wide variety of people there.
So, I tell you what, let's take a quick break and come back and we'll talk about, okay, so we get nominated. Who spearheads the process? Because with a nomination, that's great, but then I'm sure that's where the paperwork comes in. So sure. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Year's Eve is coming up, and you're wondering what to do. Here's your answer. The Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is having a huge New Year's Eve party at the Legion featuring the dueling pianos. We all know that it's a big party when the dueling pianos come to town. Plus, it's New Year's Eve, so this should be a great event. The tickets are $100 per person, and they're available from any Sawyer Overman Committee member or any community club member, and all the proceeds will go toward the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park. The event includes a supper and an open bar, and there will be several side raffles going on that night. Don't miss the big New Year's Eve party featuring the dueling pianos. Get your tickets now from any Sawyer Overman Committee member or any community club member.
We're back. Insight. Talking to Ryan Steinberger and Mandy Gerlach about the middle school award for being recognized as a blue ribbon school in the country. And Ryan, we had talked about the nomination process, and I said before we went on break that I'm sure that was the start of a lot of paperwork and a lot of meetings. And so can you kind of share, like, like a timeline, who's involved, what's involved in the application process?
No, absolutely. And you want to talk about just the start of the process. That's what it was. You know, we get this email on January 25th, and it says, you'll get an email from the U.S. Department of Education in February talking about the application process. So all of that came to me as kind of the, you know, person to organize it, but it just seemed extremely overwhelming when we first got it. You know, we were able to share with the staff that we have the potential to earn this award, and it's also going to consist of us for the next 6 or 8 weeks having to put a lot of extra work in to put this application together. And I think it was a little scary at first and a little overwhelming in that, wow, how are we going to find the time, you know, on top of what our everyday duties as you know, staff members here at the school, to be able to put this together. And I'll fast forward a little bit just to say that in the end, it was so extremely rewarding to do that, because we got to talk about all of the great things that we do at Fort Recovery School and put that together. But the application consisted of a lot of questions about the different unique programmings and curriculums and things we do at Fort Recovery. And so we were able to divvy up that work amongst the staff and have everyone in the middle school give some input onto what they specifically think are the great things we are doing. So obviously when it comes to ELA and math and social studies and science and the arts and phys ed, you know, those specific teachers work together to write those sections, but we all brainstorm together to think about what makes us unique and different. And, you know, there were days where we gave the teachers work time during the school day, and we said, okay, hey, for the last 45 minutes of the day, why don't you know, go work, and I'll take the kids, I'll take the kids down to the auditorium and do an activity with them. And I remember that day because it was the day I got to also tell the students that we had the potential to win this award. So I bring them down to the auditoria, and the teachers had the work time to collaborate together and work through some of this application process. And, you know, I announced to the students, you know, hey, look around. He said, I brought y'all down to the auditoria for the last 45 minutes. What's missing? And I look around. There ain't no teachers down here. I said, let me tell you why there's none down here. I said, they're working hard, you know, and here's the reason why. And the excitement and the cheers and the thrills I saw in the students when I was able to explain to them what they were working on and what we had the potential, you know, to earn with this National Blue Ribbon was the first real time that I got a sense of excitement about, you know, what we were, you know, working for here. And then during that assembly, I'll call it, they each had an opportunity, the students, to write and provide feedback what they thought made us unique and so great at Fort Recovery. And just reading through that in the process too was quite rewarding.
That's got to be really neat to get the kids' point of view of that, because it, you know, they may have kind of the same thoughts of the same general thing, but they're coming at it at a completely different perspective.
Absolutely.
And they might understand that this is going on, but what does it mean to them instead of what does it mean to the teachers, or what are the, you know, so that's awesome. That's really good. Did you get some really good ideas out of that?
Oh, we got some really good ideas and some that, you know, yeah, is what I expect a middle school kid to write, but yeah, you know, that's
yeah,
okay.
So yeah, it is.
No, it was very rewarding. And honestly, the responses, I'm going to say 98% of them were genuine, real good responses that the kids really showed, you know, why they enjoy it here at Fort Recovery. I got very few smart alecky responses anyway.
Well, I would have been one of the smart alecks.
Yeah. But, you know, it was all, you know, outside of that time, it was a lot of time to put this together and then, you know, put it, you know, into one document and then edit it and send it back to teachers. And I got to say right now, send a huge thank you to Nancy Knapke, because she was one, when I was talking with Maggie Hardings, our secretary there at the middle school, and Maggie was such an integral part of this also in helping edit and work through this. And we were trying to think of ideas of who might be good in the community to help read through this and proofread, and Nancy's name came up. Like, oh, that's perfect. Oh, right. Yeah, that is absolutely perfect. a perfect idea. And sending it to her to be able to to proofread and provide her feedback. Yep. So important in this also.
One of the best grant writers in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows the language, the words, the phrases that you have to use for those people. And very few people know that, know those, the process and the certain phrases and words that you need to use. And she is, you know, at one time, my understanding was she never had a grant turned down because she never asked for frivolous stuff. For one thing, she wouldn't do it, and she knew how to talk their language, and that's 99% of it.
Absolutely. You know, so it took about 6 to 8 weeks. We were able to get all of this information together, and we came up with a beautiful 16-page document that, you know, really highlights everything that we do, you know, great at Fort Recovery, and what makes it so special to be here, and what makes us a National Blue Ribbon School. And so we had that turned in. The due date was on April 7th. And we had that turned in about a week ahead of time, and then the waiting time began, and we sat there until September 19th to find out if we were going to be earning the award.
So did you have any clue before then if you were going to get accepted?
Yeah, you know, there was some email correspondence throughout the summer that, you know, pretty much indicated that, you know, hey, you know, we don't have the exact date yet, but you've done everything you need to do, you know, and everything here looks good. So we certainly expected.
Yeah.
So in the next segment, we're going to have you read that 16-page document.
I hope you don't want sports talk tonight. We'll be here till 10 o'clock.
So, you know, first of all, for clarification, the middle school is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, correct?
Correct.
Okay, because some people, myself included, when they think of middle school, they think of junior high to a certain extent, which is just the 7th and 8th grade. So I just want to make sure that 6th was included in this.
Yes, absolutely. It's at Fort Recovery even. It's changed a couple of times throughout the years, but currently it's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Okay, So when you talk about the various, and you touched on a couple of them, you know, you talked about the curriculum, you know, what were like the 4 or 5 different categories that you were asked to assess, explain how you've used innovation in this area or this area? Can you kind of share some of that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'll start by saying that, you know, when we looked at an overview, you know, in the summary that we started with here, what I found it rewarding to talk about is the diversity we have in Fort Recovery. And you don't typically hear that word for Fort Recovery, right? We're not that diverse. But all it takes is a quick drive through town to see that we have 7 different churches, 7 different denominations of churches, I'll say, that serve our community, right? That's diversity. We have families here whose history goes back to the 1700s when the battles were here, right? We have a very diverse population. And so, you know, we were able to speak towards that diversity kind of, you know, as a general overview and how that ties into our Indian pride. And I think I'm safe saying here that you go to Washington, D.C., you go into a big city and you hear Indians, right? That's got a negative connotation. And what we wanted to highlight here is that it's not a negative connotation here, that we're proud to be from Fort Recovery, where the battle of Fort Recovery took place, where some of the most significant battles of the late 1700s took place, right? So we are honoring that heritage here, you know. And so when we go through here, and Mandy will talk here in a minute about the tribes we do and some of the things we do, right? I don't want anyone to read that and go, oh, they're talking about tribes, they're talking about Indians, you know. No, these are things that we are proud of because of where we are from. So, you know, looking at that diversity was an important part of, I think, this. And really just speaking towards our family values and our connections and the relationships we have. You know, we have a lot of great curriculum things that we are doing, but It's the relationships and the connections that matter. And so it kind of came full circle when we wrote the last paragraph of this overview. And I said, and it comes full circle because Nancy Kanapke is the one who said this originally and then read this. But so we're going to summarize ourselves as Fort Family Faith. That's what we're about. Fort, family, and faith. That's what makes us who we are.
And I would say we very much believe that this award is, you know, not just about the Fort Recovery Middle School and their students and the staff there, but just about the community as a whole. We believe it's a reflection of all of those things that Ryan was just discussing.
So let me ask you. So the culture and you touched on the Indian way and above the line, and there's, you know, so many things that the school has used to establish the norm in the school community, let's say. So what role did that have in this whole process?
Well, let me just go back. We have at Fort Recovery, not just at the middle school, but the entire district, we have placed a huge focus on our culture for probably the last 10 years. And we, at the middle school, have, we believe, taken it and run with it. We have two classes that we offer in the middle school that all sixth graders have to take and all eighth graders have to take, and they are focused on character education. They're focused on making good choices. They're focused on relationships. They're focused on being leaders, and we just all the time are working to build them into solid people, good people. That's what we really believe in. And when we started the application process, it's like that piece of culture just kept bleeding into everything we talked about. We're talking about language arts, and then suddenly the conversation is moving towards our culture. It's talking about the relationships that we have with each other as staff members. It's talking about the relationships that we have with the students in our building. And so we realized just how special that is. And actually, when we went and accepted the award, one of the things that we noticed was throughout the ceremonies, all of the schools, it felt like the thing that separates us from a lot of schools is that we really do focus on that, those relationships and the culture of our building.
So when it comes to the sixth graders and the eighth graders taking that class, okay, how well do they embrace the concept of leadership? And, you know, because sixth graders and eighth graders can be smart asses. Okay.
Really?
And it...
and news. You know, that's what? A news flash.
It, yeah.
It, you may not be cool to care to a certain extent.
So, well, we start with sixth grade. Our sixth grade class is called R Factor. We started R Factor work, like I said, like I'm guessing probably without looking back, probably 10 years ago. Some of you may remember E plus R equals O. And we still do that. And all of our sixth graders take the class. Do they embrace it? I would say that they understand it. I hear them speak the language. I hear students talk about outcomes and how they could respond differently to things to get a better outcome. They may not always say that they enjoy it, but I see it in action all the time is probably how I would put that. And that's for all of our sixth graders. And honestly, sixth graders are young for that kind of content. They really are. So we're just kind of introducing it to them and helping them learn the vocabulary. And then what we do from there is we are always incorporating lessons about those types of things. And then by the eighth grade, they take a class which is called R Factor Leadership, where they're focusing more on the leadership piece of character education.
So tell us what the E and R and O.
You don't know?
I do know, but everybody doesn't know.
Okay. So the E is for event, and the R is for response, and the O is for outcome. So the idea is that there are going to be events that some are predictable, some are unpredictable events. There are things that are going to happen, and we get to make a choice about how we respond to those things. And our response to those things will determine our outcomes, which obviously very important concept to understand as you, you know, as you start making more and more important life decisions. We actually, the other thing we've done that we're really, you know, that we love in regard to our factor and our culture is that we do something at the middle school called, and it's changed a little bit this year, but we do something where we divide into tribes. We, at the beginning of the year, we take all of our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and we give them a tribe. It's a mix of all the different grade levels, and it's some of the groupings are somewhat intentional. Some of them are just random, but the students are assigned to a tribe. Every tribe has a tribe leader, and we spend time throughout the year, I guess I would say, cultivating the relationships within that tribe.
So is this kind of like the year Harry Potter, where everybody's
yes, it is. And you know, other you'll hear about family groups. Some schools do family groups. We obviously decided to do tribes because we're the Indians. And actually, when we initially began the tribes, Tony Stahl was the principal at the middle school, and Carol Ranley was one of our teachers, and she did a lot of research to make sure that all of our tribes were named after legitimate local tribes. So from there, the tribes and their leaders will, you know, depends. We meet, this year we're meeting twice a month, and they are working on team building, relationship building, but also some of that character education, more of that stuff that we're talking about. You know, we might focus on gratitude and how important that is for your mindset. We might focus on growth mindset some months, and just always encouraging those different character education pieces.
So the leaders, are they assigned, or are they voted on by the tribe?
So the leaders are staff members.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I apologize. Yes, so okay. The leaders are staff members, and they, I mean, I think for them, this has also been a way for them to grow within our culture. Mm-hmm. We're asking them to do things with these students that maybe they're not experienced in, or definitely not trained in necessarily. You know, you're suddenly asking the gym teacher to talk to kids about gratitude. You know, that's something for me as the counselor that I do on a daily basis, but you know, not all of our staff were necessarily experienced in doing that. So through this process, not only are the students, I believe, not only are the students gaining some knowledge, but so are our staff members.
Well, anytime you can stretch, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, our other pieces at the middle school, we don't have homeroom teachers. And so the tribes give someone within the middle school, the tribes give students someone, another adult within the middle school that they can go to if they need something. It gives them a trusted adult. And so, again, the importance of in these tribe meetings, these tribe groups, they're focusing on building those relationships.
So let's take a break.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the process and what responsibilities, if any, come with winning this award. So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on their Christmas list, and Mary Colleen's has just what you need to solve that problem for you. Mary Colleen's gift cards. You can get them from $5 up to $500, and they can be used for anything they sell at Mary Colleen's. Bowling equipment and games, food, drinks, anything they offer at Mary Colleen's. Don't spend your time looking online or in the stores for something they don't want. Just head out to Mary Colleen's and get your Christmas shopping done fast and easy, and they'll love you for it. Mary Colleen's gift cards, the best Christmas gift you can give them. We have another great presentation at our museum going on now and is continuing each weekend through January 7th. It's entitled St. Clair's Defeat Revisited, A New View of the Conflict. This is a temporary exhibit and introduces us to the complex history of St. Clair's defeat on November 4th, 1791, and its context and aftermath with respect to the nine tribal nations who orchestrated the greatest defeat of the U.S. military in our country's history. The exhibit's four themes, design, and immersive qualities will give us the context of, number one, the background, number two, the battle and Native Crescent strategy, number three, the aftermath, including broken treaties, removal, and boarding schools, and number four, the persistence of tribes today. This exhibit will remain here at our museum through early January and will be open and free to the public from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with the exception of Christmas and New Year's weekends, when it will be open on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 11 to 4. This exhibit has been thoroughly researched and is presented with the input and endorsement of the nine tribal nations who were involved in the battle here. You don't want to miss your chance to see more about the Native Americans' perspective on their historic victory over the entire United States Army that occurred more than 230 years ago, right here where our town now stands. This exhibit is free and open to the public and will run through the first weekend in January at our museum.
We're back. Inside. We're back. Inside. We're talking to Mandy Gerlach and Ryan Steinbrenner about the Fort Recovery Middle School being awarded the Blue Ribbon School and about the process and the people involved and so many things. So let's talk a little bit about the people involved. You had mentioned Nancy Knapke as a community member. You mentioned the students, getting them all together and getting their thoughts. But let's talk about the staff.
Oh, absolutely. They're, you know, such an integral part of this, right? You know, it's, you know, they're the ones working day in and day out and helping these students strive to be the best people that they can be. And so this is about them. And, you know, Mandy and I are honored to be sitting here on their behalf. We were honored to go to Washington, D.C. on their behalf. But the work that they put in day in and day out is truly remarkable and is what allowed this to happen, you know. And so it, you know, I could sit here and name all 110 staff members of Fort Recovery Local School District because they all had some part of this. But if I just focus on that, you know, hallway right now and going down that hallway in the middle school wing of the EMS building and talking about those teachers, and I'm going to go off of the ones that are teaching there this year, but I also want to hit the ones that have taught in some of the past years too, because this award took years to earn. Yeah, it was off of 1 or 2 years of data, but I mean, you get there by years and years of hard work, right? Sure. You know, and so yeah, I work my way down that hallway now. And, you know, you got Brian Patch, and you got Patty Layfield, and Travis Guggenbiller. You got April Benn, and Lisa Hilsman, Chad Miller, Jess Judy. Brianna Mayday is a new teacher there this year, and you have Renee Hilsman, you got Heather Addington, you got Crystal Fullenkamp, you got Jenna Barlogge, who's new there this year. You know, those are the teachers down that hallway, but then you have your shared staff, your Reed Canoes and Tracy Evers West Curtises and Kevin Einks and Cindy Mormons, you know, that the students are also seeing in their specials throughout the day. And you have your aides that are working so tirelessly, and Tony Rogers and Jill Ranley, who, by the way, was just honored as the OMLA Support Staff of the Year in this region. And so, you know, those people working so hard day in and day out to help these students. And it doesn't stop with them. You know, Holly couldn't be here with us tonight, but their new principal there at the middle school, Holly Gann, and Mandy, of course, sitting here as the guidance counselor. And Maggie Harding's in the office, and you got, oh, geez, I could go on forever.
Right, and I would just say every piece of it. I would say, you know, bus drivers. I would say custodians. I would say ladies who are in the lunchroom. And, you know, I feel like everywhere our students go, they're being met with people who are encouraging them to be their best.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's a great, unbelievable staff that just works tirelessly to improve themselves and to push their students to improve. And, you know, it kind of wraps back up into our district motto of be better today than you were yesterday and be better tomorrow than you are today, right? And so, you know, we look at that, we walk down that hall in the EMS building in the high school, and you walk under that every day. And, you know, the students walk under it, and I'm sure they don't read it every day, but they know it, right? They know it. And that's what, it's a driving force, but, you know, it's what we and the staff strive to do is to be better every day.
You know, and it's so neat to have an opportunity to celebrate a recognition like this, because it kind of proves, it shows that it's been worth it. You know, so often we get stuck in the day-to-day issues that occur, some kid paints on a wall or whatever it is, and you forget about why you're doing what you're doing.
Oh, isn't that what it's always about, is the why? You know, you continue to do any job, I think you do, but I think it's especially important in public education to always remember that why, because we as educators, and I say we encompassing, I think, any educator, especially ours at Fort Recovery, who are so passionate about our jobs, we can find ourselves getting frustrated because we care so darn much about those kids. And when they're not doing what we ask of them, or we see their potential that they're not living up to, it frustrates the heck out of us. And it's easy to get down on ourselves to think, man, why isn't he doing what I'm asking him? Or why? Or I know he's better than that. Why is he making those silly mistakes? It's because we're so passionate. So when you remember that why, when you remember why you do this job and that you're frustrated because you care, it's worth it.
Yeah. You know, we talked very briefly. You had mentioned the you know, signs on the walls and this type of stuff. And earlier this year, we had Larry Brown in, I think, and we talked about the mission and vision statement and the efforts that the school administration, the school board, put towards developing a district-wide mission and vision. So what role did that bigger picture play in the success of this process?
Well, I think it played the most integral role. You know, I can go back through our summary that we wrote and what it all comes back down to. You know, Larry and the school board and Tony and so many have done such a great job over the years coming up with that culture playbook. But that's what it's called, right? A culture playbook. They didn't call it a curriculum playbook. They didn't call it a, you know, lessons taught in Fort Recovery playbook. It is a culture playbook because that's what matters, right? And so let's come up with our mission, which is to create a culture in which students, staff, and community work, learn, and achieve together to maximize student opportunities. It's come up with our motto to be better today than you were yesterday and better tomorrow than you were today. And our beliefs in the middle school and in the district and in the community directly tie back to those statements. But we all know that statements don't create culture. Our actions do, right? And so it's our actions and the things that we do as students and as staff and as community members that make it so great. And so everything we went through in this application process always made it full circle back to culture.
Fantastic. So as like, okay, so you win this award, and this is something to consider, and you can answer it after the break, because Neil's giving me that break sign, okay? But are there responsibilities from winning this? So are we committed to share this with other schools, or, you know, what is the responsibility of being a Blue Ribbon school? So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wayne IGA has the very popular Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls in stock for those of us who want to be sure to get what we need for the holidays. This is the perfect time to be sure you have what you and your family are going to want. The turkey rolls should be available all season, but there could be some occasional shortages, and Wayne IGA will have them in stock whenever they're available. Again, Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls are in stock. Be ready for the upcoming holidays and stop by Wayne IGA today. Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Saturday will be Jay County Day, with the Lady Indians playing at Jay County, with the JV game starting at noon, and it'll only be three quarters. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the varsity game. Then on Saturday night, Coach Leverett's boys team will begin their season hosting the Jay County Patriots boys team. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of both the JV and varsity games starting at 6, and it can also be heard on the NFHS video. And it will be the cheerleaders' food drive that night, so bring non-perishable food items to donate to our local food bank. Basketball is in full swing, so make your plans to get to every game to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Just let me know when you're ready.
We're ready now.
Okay.
Now, Jack.
Now. We're back talking to Ryan and Mandy about the middle school and the Blue Ribbon school recognition. And I'm going to throw you a curveball because I'm not going to start with the cliffhanger.
Oh, geez.
I know. So, and if you know, you've talked a lot about what went into this award and the application process. And you know, when I went on the Blue Ribbon website, there were a couple of different schools that had videos on there. And so if Fort Recovery was going to create a video that exemplified why we are a blue ribbon school, what would that video contain?
I think that we would probably have, probably the bulk of that video would include relationships. It would include relationships among staff members, among staff and students, among students themselves. I think the video would have portions of would obviously highlight our community and some of the things that Ryan talked about earlier and in regard to our faith and our belief in family and really hard work. So I would say, you know, I don't know what you would add, Ryan, but I would say that the video, I think it would have relationships. I think we would want to highlight all of the relationships that that we experience in our buildings on a daily basis, on a minute-by-minute basis.
Yeah. Well, and, you know...
Now, Ryan was sitting over here shaking his head. No, I think he totally disagreed with you.
Well, I don't think I saw that happen.
I don't think that was it, no.
He must have been looking sideways because he wasn't shaking his head no.
Well, what I was getting ready to say here is you put such a good teaser there at the before the commercial break that now is my opportunity to provide one to the everyone listening, because you asked that question, Jack, without knowing that if you come to the high school boys basketball game on Friday, December 15th, you will find out exactly what's in that video.
Really?
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, you did?
No, you ruined the surprise.
I screwed that up.
Nope, that's all right. I think it's a great, because now we'll see if Mandy was correct in what she was saying. But we will be celebrating with the community and honoring our teachers from the middle school staff at the basketball game on Friday, December 15th, which happens to be Student Appreciation Night also. So students get in free that night. So we're hoping for a huge crowd. Our students there who are such part of this, but in between games that night, we're going to have the middle school staff come down to the floor. We're going to recognize them. We're going to, you know, ceremoniously award them with the plaque and the flag that we received in DC, and then there's going to be a video that plays that shows off kind of this, you know, exactly what you're talking about.
Fantastic. And I tell you what, Mandy, your emphasis on the relationship part of it, as like you think about the importance of the relationship and the trust and the respect and all of those things that have to happen up and down the ladder, you know, in order to achieve whatever it is you're trying to. It would be a great emphasis for that video. So that's exciting. So what's the date on that again?
December 15th. Friday night, December 15th. Yep. Boys basketball day. Yep. Against Parkway, maybe?
Parkway, yes.
Thank you.
The only thing that would make it better would be if that was the same night as the Krispy Kreme donut thing.
I'm not sure when they sell them. No, I don't.
That's always a hit.
Free pizza for the students that night. Hey. I know that. Ooh. So any students listen and they get free pizza the night coming in. And I know the cheerleaders have a big cheer they're putting on at halftime. So we're in between games. Cheerleaders are at halftime, and it'll be a fun night of giveaways and a lot of great things at that appreciation night.
Fantastic. So getting back to my teaser question, Neil, do you have any idea what the hell it was?
No, but it was something really important.
Oh, it was big. Okay, so so when you win something like this, are you required, or is there an expectation that you share with other schools, or you open your doors to a certain extent?
Well, the big drum roll answer to your teaser question is, well, no, not necessarily. There's no other responsibilities, quote unquote, that come with this. But, you know, you can go to the Blue Ribbon. Anyone can go to the National Blue Ribbon Schools website, and you can see any of the schools and see any of their applications. And an important part for me And I think a lot of the staff members, when we began this process, was to go back and look at other schools and see what they had put into their applications, right? I think that was a big learning process for us. So that wasn't us necessarily, you know, reaching out to those schools, but going back and looking at their applications, which again was a rewarding process and a learning thing to see what are other, you know, schools doing. And so that's out there forever now, right? The 16-page application that we put together that I encourage anyone and everyone to please read over. It's such hard work put in by our staff to put it together and highlight so many great things. You know, it's out there for anyone to see. And, you know, if my phone ever rang, or if Miss Gann's phone ever rang, or Miss Gerlach's phone ever rang, and someone said, hey, we saw you were a National Blue Ribbon school and we'd like to come in and check out what you're doing, every one of us would say,
absolutely,
come on in. Yes. We'd love to show you.
You know,
we're proud.
Yeah, there can't be a better pat on the back than having other people wanting to come and copy you to a certain
extent. Absolutely.
Yeah. So and you touched on one, but since you've won this, what is the celebration process, or, you know, the advertising piece of it? What has that been like?
Well, you know,
what's that going to be, I guess?
Yeah, you know, so we had the opportunity, and I say we, so Mandy and Holly and I had the opportunity 2 weeks ago, the week before Thanksgiving, to go to D.C. to accept the award. So we found out in September we were earning it. So the first piece of this, I guess, is then go accept the award. And so those guidelines were, well, the current principal and one other staff member are invited to D.C. to get this award. And then also stipulated that if the principal at time of nomination was different than the current one, that they could go also. So, you know, lucky me, got to go along for that. So I'm proud and honored that I was able to go along with that. And so Mandy being such an integral part of the middle school, and, you know, any staff member, you know, is would have been, you know, perfect to bring for this award, you know. And so, you know, Mandy was, you know, invited to come along, and us three went to D.C. and got to celebrate 2 days through a conference and through hearing a lot of great speakers, and eventually walking across a stage and shaking the Deputy Secretary of Education's hand and earning the plaque and the flag as kind of that rewarding moment. Yep. And for us three, you know, just that experience was incredible. First of all, we were in the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C. Fun fact, every presidential inaugural ball has been held there since 1933 in the same ballroom that we received the award in, which was neat, you know, to be in there. And just a very prestigious and profound place. Thursday, we listened to different speakers talk. We listened to the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, speak. And, you know, I'm not, you know, huge on always listening to politicians speak, but he was really good. Like, I mean, it was good to listen to him, and I felt empowered by listening to him speak. We went to different breakout sessions that Mandy had spoke before, all revolved around the same message, that relationships and connections matter. Friday morning, probably my highlight, other than receiving the award, was we got to listen to the National Teacher of the Year speak, Rebecca Patterson. She's the 2023 U.S. Department of Education National Teacher of the Year. She's from Oklahoma. She was the Oklahoma State Teacher of the Year last year. Fun fact, the previous Teacher of the Year for the U.S. was from Ohio. So Ohio's was 2022. She's 2023. But you just talk about an absolutely charismatic, you know, empowering woman standing up there. She was an immigrant to the United States when she was a child. She spoke no English. And what was her message about? Relationships and connections. When she was a child and spoke no English, a teacher gave her a seat at the table. And when she was going through school, she found these teachers that would give her a seat at the table to empower her. And so what was her, when she got into education, what did she do? She gave every kid in her room a seat at her table. She met individually with every kid in her classroom throughout the first 9 weeks to find out about their passions and their desires and their, you know, interest, and learned about every one of those kids and gave them a seat at the table. And she had hard days like anybody in work. She had hard days, and she had to find a way to power through those days, right? Find the why that we talked about before. And she started blogging. And at the end of the day, she would blog one good thing that happened that day. And 1,400 blogs later, she was National Teacher of the Year.
That's so cool.
You know, it was awesome. Awesome to listen to her speak, just empowering. And then, you know, it culminated in walking across that stage and earning the award. So it was a very humbling and an honoring experience to go out there to D.C. and experience that. And so that's kind of how it all, you know, that's where we brought home the flag and we brought home the plaque. But now it also begins the process of celebrating with everybody here, right? Which is what it's really about. Yeah. You know, we...
So is there anything planned other than the December 15th thing?
Yep. So on Monday this week, we had a teacher in service day. Students didn't have school Monday, but teachers still had to come to work. And we did a luncheon. And it was two parts. One, to celebrate Mr. Larry Brown's retirement. He's done here in December. And so, you know, we celebrated him during that luncheon. But we also celebrated the National Blue Ribbon Award. So we, you know, even after all the food we ate over Thanksgiving break, then we had Monday a great fried chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy and cake and all of the above. So we had a great lunch and got to celebrate with the staff that way. And then next week, December 4th through 8th, we're celebrating with the students and the staff with activities planned throughout the week at school. So December 4th was just Wear Blue Day. We want, and I encourage everybody in the community, wear blue also on Monday. It's National Blue Ribbon Schools, you know, so just wear your blue, and we're going to be intentional about talking about what all the great things are that we do. Tuesday, December 5th is All Hands In Day, and so, you know, we're very visual people, and we want to be able to show off the great things we're doing to the community, so all 900 kids in our district on Tuesday of that week are going to cut out a trace of their hand, and they're going to, on blue paper, the staff are going to do this also, and they're going to write down why they love Fort Recovery or what makes Fort Recovery so great. And those are all going to get pasted, all 1,000 of those, when it's all said and done, in the middle school gym. And they're going to be up there, and I think they're going to be in a big ribbon shape, right? Yeah. You know, and so that will be there for, you know, all eyes to see, you know, throughout the winter sports and anybody coming in through that facility. Wednesday, there's no better way to celebrate with students than provide them some snacks and food, right? So I think each building's doing something a little different, but, you know, I'm doing a popcorn bar at the high school. I know that. I'm going to just have popcorn out there, and different grade levels can come different periods and get popcorn and snacks and different stuff they can put in it. So, you know, give kids snacks throughout the day. That'll be their favorite part. Thursday is Fort Recovery Schools Rock Day, and, you know, we're going to encourage everybody to wear the rock and roll gear, you know, and just kind of a fun dress-up day. Everybody loves dressing up. And then on Friday, December 8th, we're going to do a awards recognition ceremony at 10 o'clock in the morning in the EMS gym. And that's not going to be open to the public, but we're going to invite 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th graders, because really the 9th and 10th graders had an important part of this being through the middle school. And so we're all going to get together in the auditoria at the EMS building that morning. We're going to celebrate through some things. Angie King's going to come in, and she's going to, you know, say a few words, and it's going to kind of wrap up that week then with us going outside and ceremoniously raising that national blue ribbon flag up above our school. And we're going to get all those kids in together for a big picture with that flag, and it's going to be a, you know, pretty neat. So that's, you know, how we intend to celebrate with the kids throughout that entire week, and then culminate it all with that December 15th community and staff celebration again.
Fantastic. Mandy, anything to add?
No, I think Ryan summed it up pretty well.
So here's a question I want an honest answer on, Ryan.
Okay.
If you received this notification 6 weeks before the WOW, are you throwing it in the shit can?
Which one, the WOW or the nomination?
Both of them are pretty important.
I think I
you don't have to answer.
I think I go to Jonas and Connor and I say, you know what, you guys can handle the stage stuff at the WOW. It's all you. And they will both look at me like, yeah, no way, RJ. That is not happening.
I'm sorry. I just had to talk that in. So, but guys, I tell you what.
All he does at the WOW is just talk.
I know.
He didn't do anything else.
I don't know why nobody else does it. All I do is talk.
I think you do a little bit more than that.
I tell you what, and it seems like there's something every if not every week, at least every month, that happens in Fort Recovery, that just makes you so damn proud, you know? And I don't know whether there's going to be anything bigger than the National Blue Ribbon School thing for 2023, but man, what you guys have done, and I say you guys, I'm talking about those 110 people that you'd mentioned, you know. It's so important to a community to have good schools that young people can bring their kids back to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've lived in this community my entire life, you know, and there's a reason I wanted to come back here and work here as an administrator in these schools. And we're bringing this full circle again, Jack, that it's the relationships and the connections that matter. It's the people you surround yourself with. And it's why we say this is a community award. It's not just a middle school award. It's not just for students or staff. It's for all of those in the community, because we live in a community that people want to come back to. We live in a community that, like you said, every week we're proud of things happening. And all we got to do is look 3 weeks from now, Jack, when you guys put on that awesome and unbelievable night where you raise funds for people with your Christmas gala. And it's those types of things that students in our building are looking up at and striving to model. And so I appreciate you for that. I appreciate everybody in this community for everything they do.
But just know there are some behaviors at the gala that you may not want them to exactly model.
Okay, duly noted.
But I really appreciate you sharing that. Because this has been absolutely fabulous. You've shared a lot about the process and the efforts that it took, and hopefully you also open the door on what's so special about Fort Recovery Schools, in this case particularly the Fort Recovery Middle School. And it's funny, because if you go back decades, there was always kind of a pride in the elementary school, you know. They always seem to attract the most attention if you go back. And the middle school was at times not as recognized, because that's where the kids start to get to be smartasses, you know.
It is a difficult age group.
Yeah, and to accomplish something like this with that age group says a lot about the people that we have leading that. So thanks to both of you and everybody involved.
Thank you, Jack. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
So Neil, let's take a break and come back with Rocker.
Yep. You got what do you have for us this day in pop culture history?
Gotcha.
All right.
I do want to mention Saturday, December 15th.
Friday,
December 15th.
Yep.
Up at the school, there's
JV and varsity games. Yep.
Between JV and varsity games. So come early. Make sure you're there for the JV game. Of course, you want to root on our JV basketball team, you know, so come out there and then, you know, stick around after the JV game, and we'll do our recognition that night.
Fantastic. So we'll be right back with Rocker.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from
within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Our Fort Recovery cheerleaders will be conducting a food drive to help our local food bank this coming Saturday during the boys' basketball's first game of the season, hosting the Jay County Patriots. Please bring non-perishable food items to the game this Saturday. There will be donation points in the commons area that night, and cash donations will also be welcome. The donations will go to our local food bank in time to help as many families as possible this Christmas season. Don't forget, bring your food donations to the boys' basketball game this Saturday for the game with Jay County, and help our cheerleaders as they help local families this Christmas. All right, welcome back to Insight, and we have
me.
Yeah, you did get your headset. We're switching seats, so wasn't sure if you were going to be ready to go when we.
Jackie's still here.
I'm still here, buddy. So yeah. We have Rocker. What you got for us tonight?
On this day of pop culture history.
Hey, wait a second. Let's do something different.
You're killing me.
Okay.
Right off the bat.
Let's
just can't get. Going.
I can walk off this job.
Let's do a top 10 list this time.
It would be good if I actually had one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's save that for next time.
Next week?
How about I save that for the Christmas show?
Yes, we'll have a Rocker's top 10.
Something. He'll come up with something.
Oh, yes. He always does.
Easter something.
Sometimes it's really stupid.
I got an idea for that.
All right.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Now, can we go back to the actual business?
Yes.
Business at hand.
Holy
so no crap. Top 10 list?
No, not even close.
No top 10.
1859. Washington Irving, who wrote the legendary
Legend of Sleepy Hollow,
dies at 76. 1859.
Oh.
None of us was alive for that, by the way.
Joe Biden was, but he was a kid.
He was late.
He was in a coma then. 1944, Meet Me in St. Louis climbs to the theaters, starring Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
Yeah. And who's the male lead?
Fred Flintstone.
Bob Dole. I don't know. I got nothing here. Bob Dole.
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, I knew that, and I didn't know that.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yep.
He'd have been way down the line.
Jimmy Stewart.
Clang, clang, clang goes Stewart. The trolley.
Very good.
I think Surrey with a Fringe on. I think Surrey with a Fringe on Top was in that too, I believe.
And I think that's in Oklahoma.
Oh. Yeah, probably right.
I think he's right.
Yep. Thanks, Jack. I've never seen either one of them.
It was good. Came out of nowhere.
I've never seen either one of them, but.
November 29th.
Oh, okay. That's today.
1972.
72.
Something a little bit more my age and speed. Atari releases the first. First edition of Pong.
Pong.
We got one for Christmas.
We had one too.
Bing. Bong. And when that bastard sped up, it surprised you.
Now, I can tell you a story about Pong.
I knew this was coming.
Yep. No, you didn't know it.
Yes, I did.
Then tell the story.
No, because you tell it better.
You don't even know what the story is.
I'm about to guess.
Okay, so the story is Pong, it was a like something you could put on your TV, but it was also a video game that was in bars and arcades.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one in the state of Ohio was in Ron's apartment C.
Nice.
First
really?
One in the state of Ohio. He got the very first one. And they had to come take the 325 quarters out of it twice a day.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, people took days off of work to go play pong in the back room, in that second room at Ron's apartment C. It was just crazy. And some people were really good at it, and other people were just terrible. But it was one of the craziest things you ever saw. It would quit working, so he'd call somebody from the, I think it was Salina Music or whatever it was at the time that did the video stuff, and they'd come over and take the money out.
It's crazy. Not anymore.
Yep.
Thank God games have improved since then.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Holy crikey, that's the most blandest game ever.
It was bad.
Not in those days. That was top notch.
That was big.
Cutting edge.
Santa Claus brought me mine.
Plus, you could hit the little ball and then go get a cup of coffee or a beer.
Come back.
It still ain't back yet. Come on, baby.
Are your birthday times?
Yes, sir.
Tuesday. Lottie Reisner and Mary Wendell Evers.
Wendell Evers. Lots of chicken. Ate a lot of chicken.
Not that Mary Evers.
Oh, well, I don't know any other ones.
It'd be Pat and Warner's daughter.
Oh.
Okay.
No chicken there.
Stay with me.
She probably can cook chicken. They had the restaurant out there in Berkersville, didn't they?
None today, but tomorrow we got Kim Wendell.
All right.
Happy birthday, Tim.
And then Friday.
Kim. It was Kim.
Who?
Kim, not Tim.
Oh, Tim, wasn't it?
Tim what?
Kim.
Oh. Kim. Sorry.
Nice job.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Tim.
It might be his, too.
Could
be
Yeah.
Could be.
I bet it is. One chance in 365 that it is.
Got a shot.
Friday, we got Davis Will.
All right.
Davis Will.
And then, of course,
play baseball for me.
Yep. Our citizen of the day.
Hope it's me again.
Nobody's going to see this one coming, by the way.
Uh-oh. Brought one
out of the woodwork on this one.
I love it.
Is it Bob Leverett?
It's a woman.
Oh, Jackie Leverett.
I'm pretty sure she has. I'm pretty sure Bob hasn't had that surgery yet.
No.
Uh-oh.
Pam Hicks?
Huh? It's her birthday.
Well, what? Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Says on a day.
At least according to her sister.
Len says birthday
happy
present.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Yep. Len says birthday present, quite like says on a day from Rocker.
Yep.
Can't beat it.
Saved yourself $200 on that Christmas gift.
Yes. Celebrity birthday time.
C-Lab.
Yesterday, Randy Newman turns 80.
Oh. Short people like nobody.
Yep.
I was hoping you keep going with
that.
Had
a whole lot of songs. But
show people.
That was
one I Love of L.A.
Yep.
Who?
I Love L.A. That was another one of his songs.
I Love L.A.
I think he also wrote one about Dayton, Ohio back in the 70s.
He did a million Disney movies. Disney movies.
Toy Story, yeah.
He always did that.
Yep.
Paul Schaefer turned 74. Our old buddy from Dave Letterman.
Yep.
And Ed Harris turns 73.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
He's a lot
married
of
with
movies.
Children.
Married with children.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Not even close.
Plus, he was in Little Giants, too.
He wasn't. That wasn't Ed Harris.
The Rock.
So who was the guy in Married with Children if it wasn't Ed Harris?
That's Ed O'Neill.
Oh.
Ed O'Neill.
So what did Ed Harris do?
No. A lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Good actor.
Yeah, like Married with Children and
some of those Coach. Ones.
Coach.
Did he do Coach?
No.
Oh.
Jack's on a roll tonight. You're over eight.
It's almost like Bill's here. Today's birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Diane Ladd turns 88. Clark Griswold's mom on Christmas Vacation.
Awesome. Happy birthday.
Cheryl's mom.
My least favorite person in the world.
Me?
Hello.
Howie Mandel turns 68. Howie.
He's always spoken highly of you.
Can't stand him.
Don't like him.
Actor Don Cheadle.
He won't shake Rocker's hand.
Deal or no deal?
Yes.
Why won't he shake your hand?
He don't shake anybody's hand.
Oh. Yeah.
He's a germaphobe.
Yep.
Actor Don Cheadle turns 59.
Who? Oh, Cheadle?
Yep, yeah. I like him. Good don't actor. Remember anything good he was actor. In, but I like him.
Anna Faris is 47. Lovely gal.
And she she invented the big wheel at the fair.
Yeah.
Mandatory ghostwriter. I thought it was full.
I think that was actually Gustav Ferris.
Oh.
Very good.
I'm not 100% certain. Close. It was a guy with the last name
Augustus.
Don't be damned.
And Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson is 35.
Oh, he's washed up.
I don't think so.
Oh.
But at least he gets to go home to a hot wife.
Oh, yeah? Who's his wife?
Sierra.
Sierra
Wilson.
No, that's her stage name.
She's a one-namer?
Yes.
Oh.
Cher.
Not quite like Sierra.
And Cher's like 74.
I know.
I think she's older than that.
I think she might put Bush in 80.
I think she's older than I am. I'm 74.
How about Dolly Parton on Thanksgiving? Was that classic? Oh, wait a minute.
She's still rocking.
Wait a minute. She's hot.
Yeah.
She's 80 and she's hot. What the heck?
That outfit was quite something.
That was something. I'm sure they had it roped in there pretty good. But.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be the first time she had to get leashed in.
Oh, yeah. Tightened her in there.
I'd like to be the guy leashing that in, by the way.
Rocker, she's 80. If, like, she unleashed, she'd sprain her knee.
Break an ankle.
Oh, no, she gets regular operations to make sure they're perky.
Keep them perky.
See, you have to give her credit.
Yes.
Yeah, I loved it.
Hell, I'll be lucky to be able to walk by the time I'm 80.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, no chance. My knees pop and crack. Yeah. I can't even walk.
Anything else, Rocker?
Well, I'm going to be popping right out of here.
It's time to pop.
Popping fresh.
Stay tuned for Sports Talk with Fee and Bubba. Bubba's not here, so it's Fee, and I think he's got some pretty good coaches on tonight.
Yes, we do. Basketball coaches.
That's Bobby Leverett and Darian Sheffer.
You're the best.
And they're on next week on Insight. We're going to have Racing for Relief. That's the guys with the go-karts that last year when they were on, we found out that, you know, they give away money from doing their things and stuff. I was under the impression that they gave away $5,000 or $10,000 to various stuff. Give away $250,000 last year.
That's
mostly first responders, fire departments, police departments, EMS, from the proceeds they get from running 50-50. The 50-50 at Eldora. So they don't run it all the time, but they get some money from that and they give it away to $250,000. That's incredible. But so anyway, that's going to be on next week. So let's take a quick little break and we'll be back with Fee and some coaches on Sports Talk.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors.